America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Jared, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Molly Ann Hall, how you guys doing this morning, man?
All right.
We're plotting our trip out to your restaurant this Sunday. I want everyone to know you can join The Score and Circa Sports Illinois at Jared Payton's flagship on the Fox in St. Charles. Olin Krutz will be there. Patrick Manley will be there. Dustin Rhodes is threatening to go. We're going to be – I'll be there. We'll host the pregame show from noon to, 9 to noon. Then after, you'll get immediate reaction on the postgame show from the Bears against New England. And that's Sunday, flagship on the Fox, St. Charles, sponsored by Circa Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be. Yes, sir.
Can I say something?
Please.
Sure.
They better win because –
oh, my God. Yeah,
I don't want any bad juju at my restaurant.
Yeah.
I'll just say that.
And Dave,
I'm gonna tell you something, Dave. When I asked how you're doing this morning, I can see you on the video right here. You look kind of down, man. Like, hey,
you've clearly been listening.
Yeah. What is going on?
I'm fine, Jared. I mean, I look down.
Just a wellness check from one of your friends. I got love for you.
You know, I went after Flucy last hour. I'm not very comfortable about that.
It's hard though because you know what's going on. This is a point in the season. I'm sure you were as upset, as angry as Olin and Pat and everyone else that watched that game. This is the worst loss of the year. It was really a rough one.
It was tough. I listened to you guys right after on my way going to WGN. I'm listening to everybody spill out their passion and what they feel like is going wrong. And I think the hard part was that all the hoopla and the back and forth and guys talking and everything going the week before after losing to Washington thinking that this was the opportunity, like this right here is that defining moment in your season of which way it's going to go. Like, is Flus going to be able to rally the troops and be able to figure this thing out and come out and get a dub on the road, which is hard to do in the Flus era. And it was a dud. And it felt like, okay, maybe he doesn't have the locker room lost. But then after that loss, it was like, man, something's not right.
What's your biggest concern, Jarrett, as you talk about the coach and you talk about the players and you talk about the connection there? Is it execution or motivation?
It's a mix of both, Dave, for me. I think the motivation has to be there. I mean, it has to be – there has to be a strong locker room to kind of figure this thing out. So the veterans inside that locker room have to find a way to say, like, listen, no matter what's going on the outside, we're going to figure this thing out here. Whether the coaching is not where it needs to be or doing what they're supposed to do, we're going to figure this thing out. On the flip side, coaching wise, yes, it's concerning now, especially after last Sunday, because on one end, it was always the Bears defense was, it was never really an issue. We were always having issues and question marks with the Bears offense. Then lo and behold, this past Sunday, it was both sides of the football having issues. And I think that's where it really opens eyes. And for Matt Eberflus, he was banking on that. Okay, well, you know, the defense has always been strong, but then you come in after a week where you're taking some criticism for decisions that you made and how you managed the game to your defense not showing up in Arizona. Now there's just a lot more question marks. And I was thinking about this morning. Like, I feel like I have a good heartbeat of Bears fans. And I talk to a lot of Bears fans everywhere mm-hmm, I go. Mm-hmm. I think one of the issues is a lot of people come up to me and when Matt Eberflus was hired, I think they really just wanted, a lot of people wanted to, they didn't like the hire. And they were like, well, you know what? I'm going to give it a chance. Mm-hmm. And now when things are starting to look like a little rocky, man, those people that said they were going to give him a chance, they've now turned on him. And so now it's like, it to me, it almost seems like it's so far gone. Where do you go from here? Because as you look at this, if you don't win on Sunday against the Pats, a lot of people are like, where's the next win going to come from? Because down the stretch here, we all knew what this schedule was when we saw it, when it came across the interwebs. We were like, holy cow, there's some winnable games early on in the season. And guess what? You are going to be battle tested down the back stretch. And that's where it's going to be. And looking at where this team is offensively and some of the deficiencies we just saw about stopping the run against the Cards, the teams in your division can run the football as well. And so it scares me about what's going to happen down the stretch here, because if they don't figure it out inside that locker room, man, it could be bad down the stretch. And then we're going to be in the same situation that we've been in with all these other quarterbacks that we've had, right? From Mitchell Trubisky to Justin Fields, of coming in and there's a coach that's leaving and then there's a new head coach that's coming in. That has been the pattern, what we've been accustomed to. And
right,
the way that this season looks down the end of the stretch here with these games, that could be the situation as well for Caleb Williams.
Yeah, you know, and I think he's a good enough player that it won't damage his development. But I don't know. I don't know how his development is going, given the fact that the offensive line is beaten and battered, and the last two games, man, he's been under pressure.
It's hard. I don't know. Man, I get frustrated a little bit with this one, because I was all bought in at the beginning of the season, and I mean, from just to see the contrast of where we are now to this Bears team being the team on the rise coming into the season. Like, this is the next. And I'm not saying there are things when you look at some of the bright spots, there's still hope and there's still promise for the future. But the rise was on 2024, like this season. And Molly, the biggest issue that I had was the offensive line. And I'm on these airwaves all the time talking about dominate the line of scrimmage. And if you can't, you're not winning a lot of games. And the hard part is that we all wanted to see the development of Caleb Williams. And as of right now, the offensive line, the guy who's calling plays, and a little bit's on him too, I guess. I mean, you got to put blame too. You're on the field. It's not a good mix right now. And I just don't know if that relationship with Shane Waldron and Caleb Williams is the right fit.
Where do you think?
I didn't think it was the right fit from the beginning.
Yeah,
I was giving it a chance. I'm always here to give people a chance. As of what I'm seeing right now, Shane's still learning too how to figure this whole thing out, and it's not easy on him too, because he does need an offensive line to be able to do some of the things that he wants to do, but Caleb has so much on his plate. He hasn't performed probably the way that he was expecting to perform. And man, just this offense just doesn't fit, man. I don't, I, from the concepts to where guys are, just spacing with guys. Like I see guys on top of each other sometimes in concepts, and I'm like, what are we doing here? Like, where is this coming from? And the inability to be able to consistently run the football. Like coming out against Arizona and just throwing the ball. Like I get everybody wants this modern day offense. I'm here for it too. I want to see it too. I want to see us throwing the ball all over the place. But at some point you have to do what works best for you and you got to buckle down and figure it out. And as of right now, the success of this Bears offense has come when they run the football. And I know I'm your resident running back here on the Score. I get that. And I know it always sounds like I just want the running backs, but as of right now, that's the only way to get this thing going for this offense.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What have you seen and or heard from DJ Moore in the last 24 hours or so that might make you question his relationship or rapport with his head coach and or his quarterback?
Sometimes I don't like to read into a lot of the stuff that I've been hearing just like on social media. From DJ, I mean, everything that I know of DJ is that he's so solid. And the way that he works and that he prepares. We are starting to see these guys that are coming on these airwaves, speaking their mind and trying to be as truthful as possible. And for DJ, I think it's just frustrating. DJ got the bag and things aren't, remember at the beginning of the year, remember him, Keenan Allen and Rome, they're all talking about who's going to be the fastest one to 1,000 yards. We got, and like, everything seemed like it was like too perfect.
Did they mean combining their production?
I'm telling you, it just seems like night and day. For DJ, I think he's just frustrated, man, because he is a competitor and wants to put his best foot forward when he steps out on the football field. And that hasn't been the case. And I think he's just frustrated with how everything's going right now. And it's tough. And sometimes when you have a weekly hit every single week, yeah, things are going to come out and things are going to be said, but they got to find a way to be able to make sure he's happy. I understand that because he's your big money guy, but where the heck is, but Cole Kmet should be the one that's upset. And this dude handles himself with nothing but class and grace. For a dude that is nowhere to be found on the football field or in the game plan, like one target? Are you kidding me? Like
in 2 weeks?
Are you kidding me? You have to be joking with me, because leaving when they left from London, I was like, holy cow! Now that everything has changed, this young man is. He's doing what he needs to do. Not only does he block his butt off when he's in that game, but how do you not find ways to get him more involved in the football game? Like everybody else, at least let him take up the middle of the field. at least give him some checkdowns here or there to like change things up so defenses have to adjust a little bit. But also, like, be that safety blanket for Caleb. The fact that he is not involved clearly tells me something is wrong with this offense. Don't understand it.
So, you know, you talk about running the football. Technically, they had 23 runs for 69 yards. Four of those were by Caleb Williams for 5 yards. That's him trying to get away.
Yeah.
So that he was 22 of 41. He was sacked six times. So really, you could say that they were trying to throw the ball 51 times while running it 19 times. We've looked at those statistics before, and it's a disaster when you throw the ball that much.
Yeah, it's way too much, and you're putting too much on this young quarterback to try to figure out. And I think with just going back and watching the film, I mean, there's times that he misses guys. There's overthrows. There's all types of stuff. I'm a huge supporter of the young man. I know I have in my heart that he's going to be great. But to me, it needed to start probably different than it did. He needed someone that was going to truly help him understand the pro game when he got here. And I don't think he has that right now.
Right.
And to me, that's an issue because there's a lot on his plate. They're asking him to do a lot. And I love the fact that I see him out there commanding the line of scrimmage and checking out plays.
Do you mean quarterback or coaches?
Huh?
Do you mean coaches?
You mean coaches, right?
He's got like four coaches.
Yeah.
He's got like Kerry Joseph. He's got Thomas Brown. He's got Shane Waldron. He's got Flusi.
I understand. But I understand that. But in the sense of when you got down to making decision, you were going number one overall pick. Number one overall pick was that. This is what you were doing. You set him up with offensive players and skill position players to be able to be successful. I'm all cool with that. They knew what the offensive line was going to be coming into this. They talked about the depth that was there, but if we knew that wasn't going to be sufficient enough to be able to last and actually do protect him, and then also be able to be efficient in the run game and all that stuff, then they knew as well. Coaching, not all the different coaches. I'm talking about the guy that's with him, his OC. His OC, that right there, then and there, doesn't seem like there is a relationship there and a guy that can actually mentor him to tell him, yeah, Kerry Joseph and I are close friends. It's my guy. Play football with him. Love him to death. I'm talking about the guy in charge of running the offense. I don't think it's the right fit.
Jarrett, great stuff. Really appreciate it, buddy. We'll hopefully see you out there on Sunday. Well, we'll be there anyway, buddy.
Thanks, Jarrett.
You guys be there, and don't forget, Molly, your money is no good at Flagship, sir.
Yeah, now I'm going to have to go look at the menu and plot everything
out. Go look at the menu online right
now.
What's
the best thing? What's your favorite?
Listen, all the mac and cheese that we have, we have so many grilled cheese sandwiches, mac and cheese, grilled cheese. Like, Molly, you are going – they're going to have to wheel you out in a wheelbarrow. So go have some fun.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you, Jarrett.
See you guys.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.